You said last night that Hayden Ballantyne will play this week, and that and he might come in for Brodie Gray. He might go straight.
Yeah, well, Brodie's got a hamstring, so there's no skullduggery. And if he ticks all the boxes, he'll more than likely play. We'd like to get him up
and straight into the first team. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he deserves that. He's really, well, you know, he's how hard he trains, and he really competes, and there's certainly plenty of opportunities there, and it'll be good to have his leadership as well. But he's got to get through today and Friday, and then, but yeah, we think we'll pick him.
Handy ploy, I suppose, because he really does provide energy and enthusiasm, doesn't he, when he plays for Freo?
Yeah, well, what's good as a player, you create your own trademark, don't you? You're a part of a team, but everyone has their own personal brand, so to speak. So his brand is one of energy and competing, and that's why he's sustained AFL football at a high level, and we really value him, and he's been super.
He's happy a bit to play himself.
What do you think?
I reckon he really is.
Stating the bleeding obvious, yeah. Yeah, he's really keen to play, yeah.
How crucial is the stretch for him? Because he comes out of contract at the end of the season, and externally people are saying that this is kind of a make or break period.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what make or break means, and he's really important, and we value him. He loves the club, but at the end of the day, it's a profession. He needs to come to commercial terms, but I'm really here to talk about the game and Hayden. I think that's a backstory that doesn't really involve me, but probably at some point it will. But it's certainly not relevant at the minute. And Hayden said, "I just want to play good footy, and I'll sit down at the end of the year and discuss it with Brad Lloyd."
Do you think it will take a bit of time for him to build up the form, given his lack of match fitness?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you can get lucky, but we'd like to get him in and get him moving and let him play some good football as it unfolds.
The fact that he brings some experience to quite a young forward line and a new forward line, Ross, how valuable will that be?
It's really important, but there's a lot of commentary around about lots of things, but the commentary about how hard it is to play forward now. There's a lot of sacrificial running. There's a lot of defensive work, and team defences are so strong, and opposition works so well together. It's very hard to get that pure one-on-one opportunity. So, and we are young. We're incredibly young up there and inexperienced compared to where we were. So we would like to think he'd be able to help that.
Does Aaron Sandilands play this week?
That's a black and white, isn't it? So, well, we said he's aiming to get to the line. He's got to jump a few hurdles, and we'll know. We'll be able to make a final decision Friday. But he's really keen to get to the line.
He'll train today then? And
well, he'll do his own stuff. But Aaron only normally does one session per week. He normally does the last one of the week.
I feel like he's more likely for us than unlikely.
Well, we could say that. I mean, but they're just words, aren't they? I know he's just got to hit his strength KPIs, and because it's sports science guys don't let you unleash them until they hit them, so it's close, and they tend to make ground. Then the next few days are going to be critical.
The Eagles seem to use a run with player with Joel Selwood and then through Yo with Dangerfield. Did you take anything from that game that you'll use this weekend in terms of taggers and run with players?
No, I went and watched. It was a really good opportunity. And in Perth, when you're in Melbourne, the East Coast, you get to watch a lot more football live, so it was Thursday night to go on the break and watch it. It was really a good opportunity. So what I took out was West Coast tackled really strongly. They laid 28 tackles and then they laid 30 tackles first and second quarter. So, and that's the thing, we all want to get caught up in tactics and that, but do taggers work and all that stuff if the whole team's not tackling and pressuring? Well, we know it doesn't. So the fundamentals are more important than any tactic from my end, which is we've got to bring against a quality team. And every week the challenge is to bring a lot of tackling pressure. And we've been, I think, 16th for effective tackles and attempted tackles in the AFL. So we want to bring an attitude to pressure the opposition more than any tactic.
What do you put that down to, Ross? Because that's not like your teams, is it?
No, it's not. There's always a lot of threads that go into something, and our first two rounds were really poor, but then we did elevate, and we are playing a slightly different brand of football. There's no doubt, and structurally, and And but we've looked at it, but sometimes just simple intent. And in that 6 week period, we thought we hit a strong baseline. But then there's our performance, and you know, you saw Geelong against Adelaide, then you see West Coast against Geelong, and AFL teams that are really bringing that fierce heat tend to be in the game. So we'd like to bring that fierce heat. That's the challenge.
Did the break come at a good time for your players?
Oh, look, it's hard to. If I had the exact answer, some teams come off the break well, some teams struggle. But we certainly played a good period where we fought and all our senior players stood up and led our young players really well. And we thought we made some ground and played some good football. And just when you think you're up and going, we fell away against quality in Adelaide. Collingwood, we disappointed, but probably fought on and maybe could have snatched it. And then Brisbane, we're really disappointed in. And is that fatigue and a mental fatigue? And our senior players carrying a bigger load than maybe they used to because of the spread of performance? Maybe, but I'm not too sure. We just want to... We're clearly... I was aware of your article. It's right. You know, we don't want to get caught up in win losses. We want to get caught up in education and development and progressing the list and finding out an opportunity. So we feel we did that in Brisbane. We'll do that again this week, and we'll continue in that vein. So the bigger picture for us is not fatigue, tired, break. It really is about the path we're on that we're all committed to, from President, CEO, myself, and making sure, and we don't feel we did, when we were 6-3 or whatever, but we thought there was opportunities, and we aim to win every week, but really important is that development and learning. So the break probably came at a bad time because we needed to learn and get the feedback from the Brisbane game. And so what it did was a break. It actually gave us more time just to cool down a little bit and say, I was disappointed, but we're in an education phase and let's get the learnings right this week and take it to Geelong.
That Pfeiffer had that chest injury, so it was probably good timing for him then, the break?
Yeah, I think if you saw, it helps.
And he'll be a lot better. There's no doubt about him this week at all?
Playing? Yeah. No doubt. And Nathan has any conversations to me about I'm sore or anything. And but clearly he's had some bruising. But that's all it is. There's no fractures. And no, it's just been some bruising is my understanding. And it's not something I've even engaged in him with. And Nathan doesn't like to make a fuss about it. So I'm sure, I know he's led us really well. And our leadership group in that period was really well. But they've come off their best form and they'd like to get going again as well, individually and collectively.
On a different one, just a quick one. Barry Hall into the Hall of Fame. You would have been with him at Sydney, wouldn't it? Sydney in the Premiership?
Well, I was at the club. I was a midfield coach. He was a scary centre forward, so I kept my distance. He's a good man. Great leader, great preparer, great trainer. When you have that Premiership connection, even though I was only assistant coach, when you see each other, it's always a pleasure and a wonderful honour and well-deserved. And what's good about Barry, you hear the reflections, and we all have some regrets, and you can't change them, but sometimes it's good to recognise that I wish I'd have been better in that moment, and he's a great man.